Nirupama was terror-stricken. She protested that her father had not wanted her to marry for a long, long time. To her, marriage seemed an unhappy, calamitous thing. She had seen the girls of Tulsipur weeping bitterly on their wedding days. She had heard them talk fearsomely of mother-in-law, had witnessed and felt their terror on the day of departure for the new home. Nirupama wanted nothing in life but her daddy back again. She did not want to leave her dear home. She felt that somehow her father, even though he was no longer with her, would prevent her wedding if she did not want it. All that day, she wept and refused to touch food. After sunset, she slipped down the lane to the village pond. Her head was aching badly, and she knelt on the bank, dipping up its cool water with her hand and applying it to her forehead. Then she let her fingers float in the clear, cool water. For a moment, she played with a dangerous thought. Would it not be easy just to lie down and die among these lily stems? It would at least solve her present problems.